This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. Since the time of the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, as we heard in the first reading, the song of the lives of human people had gotten out of tune, marred by sin, lacking the harmony of full communion with God. To come to our aid, then, as the composer and creator of the human family and its song, God the Father wanted to do something new for us, to restore to harmony the songs of people. And God did do something new, something totally unique, yet something that had been prophesied and longed for, to accomplish this restoration. He did this by sending his Son to take away our sins, to become human, to be born, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. And in order for all this to take place, in order for the Savior to be born on earth, he needed a mother. The mother of God's Son, Mary, was saved by her Son's death and resurrection by a special grace, even before those events happened on earth in time, to permit the miraculous Immaculate Conception, which we celebrate today. And so Mary was able to sing a new song to the Lord because of the marvelous deed that he had done for her, preserving her from original sin. Mary's new song, the song of her life, magnified the Lord better than any other person's initially, because of the gift of sinlessness that she had received. But we know that it was Mary who continually said yes to that gift. As we heard in the gospel, her response to the angel, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." The new song of the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary was harmonious, especially because of the continual choice that she made to cooperate with God and his plan for the world, in which she played a crucial role. Our own lives' songs will magnify the Lord to the degree that we follow her example and the choice that she made to always put the will of God above her own. When we choose to do that, to carry out the will of God in our lives, to do what is good, then our melody swells and soars in praise of God. When we choose not to follow the will of God, when we choose to sin, the song loses its newness and becomes discordant. And yet every time we ask God for his forgiveness, especially in the sacrament of reconciliation, we sing to him once again a new song, because he works wonders for us too when he forgives our sins. He restores harmony to our lives when we turn back to him with all our hearts, and we're able to fully praise him by choosing to follow his will with Mary as our model when this new song is in our hearts. But besides the example that Our Lady gives us by her continual decision to choose God's will in her life, we know that Mary has an active role in the life of the Church and in our lives too. Of course, her song didn't end when her earthly existence reached its conclusion. In heaven now, Mary is our most powerful intercessor, who never ceases to pray to her Son for us who are her children too, through the gift of her Son Jesus from the cross. We should be confident in entrusting ourselves to her prayers. With the help of those prayers and the grace of God, may our efforts to sing to God our own new songs of holy lives be blessed and brought to fulfillment, so we can rejoice forever in heaven.
You've been listening to the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont on Carolina Catholic Radio 1270 AM Charlotte, also streaming online at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.